are going to start a new sugya today. That's in a couple of minutes.
Of Buddha.
These are extremely important halachas. I'm telling you now, these halachas, a lot of people do not know that even halachas become on Shabbos. It's a pleasure to die, to sit down, listen, and gain some knowledge. So Rabbi said, let me ask the Olim Akasha, if you have two items, one next to the other, is that considered a mixture?
No.
No? Okay. How about if you have shirts on the hanger, all hanging up nicely in my wardrobe?
No.
Is that Boira?
No.
I don't know if you're right.
It could be Shalom.
Oh, what's up, Shalom?
I don't know.
Like a Shalom shirt.
No, but it's considered a mixture. Oh.
The shiny.
Tell which one's which. I'm not going to be, but the peas and carrots, I can also which one's the peas and the carrots. Why not me?
Okay, it could be as understandable.
Yeah,
this one is
huge.
You can
see it from the
side. Okay, let's go back to the one Akdoro we said of Boyle. What's the Tarubus? What was that Akdoro of Boyle to make a Tarubus, you hold
on?
That was too meaning. What was that Akdoro of Tarubus was something that obscures the other one slightly. For example, the peas and the carrots in the bowl is boira. Why? Because each pea, I cannot see the whole entity by itself. Now, as I said, Mr. Rack, when you have a whole load of shirts...
Switch that off.
Hey, what are you thinking?
Another one.
Shh. Now, Baisai.
And again.
If you have a bunch of shirts, each one next to the other, and they are packed together... So therefore, I feel if you can see, that's my Shabbos one, that's my meat one, that's my Shabbos one, that's my meat one. However, from the fact that they're so tightly packed together, that makes them into a mixture. That means that tomorrow morning, I want to go along, and it opens up tonight, Friday night, I want to make sure I want to pick up my Shabbos shirt, put it on the side for tomorrow morning. That would be better, the nicer. Why? Because you have a mixture of a bunch of shirts, that's going to be Tarumas. However...
Where's the separating involved?
Taking out the white shirt that I want.
Yeah. It's not a mixture though, you just see
that. That's what I'm explaining! If they're all together and they're all clumped, you know what I mean? They're tight packed in, so I can't see each one fully, therefore that's a Tarubus, and if it's a Tarubus, it's going to be better. Matcha ain't getting Mr. Fletcher! It's disgusting!
I'm taking this book out here on Shabbos, and I don't need to stood there for about 20 minutes' time, not
really. Why? Matcha! That's because there's all little books there, that's why. But if in that thing it would be nice as well,
okay.
Like that. Then would you like to
get all mixed together?
That's mixed together! That's looked upon as silverware!
I'm not separating one from the other, I'm just taking one out and not mixed together.
That's called separating one from the other! This is no shade of mine, I'm honest! Ah!
That's a proper English guy,
Mr. Fletcher! I think you are discussing the following situation, which is what? If you have a cupboard, right, the English guys, right, the big cupboards, probably there are lots of cupboard space, and they have a very few shirts, not like the Americans. So, Bermuda, what happens is that each one is nicely put in its own section. That would not be a Tarubus, and if it's not a Tarubus, it's not going to be a Shiner. Have a seat, have a seat. Can't have a seat.
That's true, that's better.
Okay, everybody said, let me get back to. So this is a very important Nakudah. Very important Nakudah. A person has to know. It doesn't mean a whole mixture like a huge pile of salad and a pile of laundry. It can be a whole selection of things that are next to each other nicely, but if they're tightly packed, that's boiler. Okay, everybody said, next. We asked yesterday, at the end of the shade, are you allowed to remove fat from a piece of juicy steak? Got a nice piece of steak, the item is... remember this thing yesterday?
Good days.
The good old days. I want to remove a piece of meat from the fat from the meat. Is it mutter or is it osser? So Rabbi Yisrael tell you like this, and this is a very big yisoid that applies in many situations. I'll tell you what else it applies. If you have a challah that is strong, the very makbid, they put the hechsher on the challah itself. Are you allowed to remove that or not? So we'll get like this. We know this of that shit. In order to make butter, what is happening? A mixture. Now let me ask you, where's the mixture? When I have a whole color and a little label, that's a mixture.
I still don't know how this is a mixture.
Maybe because when you take off the label, you're going to take that back.
So what? No, but no, where's the mixture? I have a plate with a fork on it. Is that a mixture? No mixture.
It's a test.
Very good, Artis. It's attached. That means at the point of contact between the label and the color, or the meat and the fat.
Or a label
that,
on an apple.
Right, an apple. Could be. It's a little bit more extra because it's not been there. It's kind of cooling off. But here the essence is stuck in a mummish. Therefore, the point of contact is the Tarubus. But boy, piece of steak, and you want to take off the fat, and you cut a little bit of the meat together with the fat, what did you do?
Wow,
that was a good question.
Didn't borrow.
You didn't do any butter! Why not? What is butter mean? 7 times! Oh. I didn't do anything! I cut an apple in half! Is that butter?
Yeah.
You take some of the good apple with the core.
That's a header! We're not getting into taking some of the good with the bad. There's a bit of that. No, I'll tell you why. You're asking a good question. You should be nipping the head to take good with the bad together.
Separate. Yeah,
it's all mixed. Oh, very good. What's the you're saying a header that applies only in some situations.
The same thing, you think of it.
No, you missed the point of contact, you didn't do butter!
Nathan, you didn't
do butter! What?
If you just take it off by itself, it would be butter.
A butter!
Right, so the reason it's not butter is because you're taking a bit of
it. No! Because if you're going to go with that long, there's a little bit, it's not going to help you! You need a lot! Yeah. I'm giving you a head over here that allows everything on my side! If you take the challah and you take off the label with a bit of the challah with it, or you have a moldy apple, and you cut off the moldy bit, together with good apple, or you have meat, and you take off the fat together with meat, what do you do? No butter!
Why not?
Because you missed the point of contact! And the whole point of it is what?
The point of contact. And therefore, if you don't pass the point of contact,
you didn't unmix it.
You didn't do butter! It's not entering into the shine of the butter! Okay, let's go back.
Did we skip that?
No, it's a different answer. It wasn't this. But we are going to get to the peeling today, actually. Very, very interesting. Okay, Rabotai, let's go back.
I'll give a crap. Huh?
Man is Rosh Shiva. Let's go, Rabotai. We're hoping by the next sugi now. We're hoping by the next sugi. The next sugi as follows. Are you allowed to peel a banana, an orange, a carrot, a cucumber, an apple, a cantaloupe, a watermelon, an egg, and a peanut? Right? I hope that everyone's following that seder. Everyone's going to give you the answer according to what I said. Are you allowed to peel on Shabbos? L'cha'ura! We should say, based on what we've learned until now, that it's also gomor to take a banana and eat it. Why? Can I eat it?
What?
And
you could do
it.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and what else?
Yeah.
And then?
What? Banana.
And then?
Can't get
say it. Say the last one! Say the last one! Yeah. No, one more!
It's one.
Are you taking the bill off? Are you mad? You're taking the bill off! That's it today.
Eat it right away.
You miss one turn, the consequences will kill you. Right?
What?
You miss one tonight.
To open a banana on Shabbos, you have to kill anybody that opens up bananas.
Why? Because I'm taking the bad from the good. I'm removing the skin around the...
You know one that does that, right? Yeah, I just pull it down. That's what I do.
Get out of here! Same thing about the egg. You're always thinking about food. the famous Hesper.
Derek Achille, like that. Who said that? What's his name? What was his name? Remember his name? You know what I'm talking about? It's in the back. It's in the back. Yeah. Come on, buddy.
Children,
Simon.
Cut
it
out. Simon?
No. It was always by sheer every day. Come on, right side. Looks like I'm going to get into all 200 shekels. Okay, everybody say, Klaus, this is the biggest hatter we have in Burger. That when you day removing the back from the good is mutter, the only time it's mutter from the back is E.F. Sheb in Acha, everybody say. Comes along by my Oba. E.F. Sheb in Acha. There's no other way of doing it. Arthur Schleimer Zellman, Rabbi Fletcher's Kasha. Ask Mr. Fletcher from Kasha, and he's going to come to Schleimer Zellman. Because of Rabbi Zellman says I don't understand this of Fletcher. What's the chat? Open up the banana in half and scoop out the good from the bed. You're saying good. It's not the Derek Akilah. The normal way people eat is not by opening it up. For me, you're not going to do so because the Chazal were masaking that once you're allowed already to open it up, you can start peeling as well. This is double portion, Rabbi Say. Let me get it later.
What about an apple?
We're going to get to this. It's a little bit more complicated. The question is, am I allowed to use a peeler? So we already discussed last time using a peeler is Bavei Asa. Why? A peeler is a kli meyuchad to do boiler. So Rabbi said, "I have a shayv with oil. Are you allowed to peel an apple with a knife?
Yeah. It's not kli, which is yeah, but you're automatically going to take more of the apple.
Leave it at the hector. Let's not. I'll do it very, very thin. Mum is going to peel. Are you allowed to use a knife to peel an apple?
My mother does.
Must be okay then, right? Now, the mice, I also think it's mutter. Like my mother's his mother. What's the chat?
I'm not sure
what. Who's doing the separating? Me. I'm using the knife to cut between the skin and the flesh of the apple. That means the knife is doing what? The cutting. I'm doing the separating when I pull it out. But I'm using the knife that...
Who says there is a carrelix?
Okay, Rabbi Sai. Is every single peel that we have shayach to the halachas of boile? For example, Rabbi Sai, what did we say with the lomdus, why you're allowed to actually go along? You know, what's the lomdus why you're allowed to peel on Shabbos? E'ev should be in Yen'ache. What does E'ev should be in Yen'ache mean? It's called Erech Achila. So we're doing it. Rabbi Sai, you got to peel a watermelon? Can you take the watermelon and peel it? I never saw him do it. Oh, well, that's the guy in Londres. Is it mutter or asa? By the mutter, why? Because one chazal is peeling as mutter. Is there a community of type of peeling as mutter? Type of peeling as asa. Okay. Is there any type of peel that's always going to be mutter? Say the post skim like this.
Not through a tool, and only from the yard.
Right? It has to be when you peel a banana clay. When you peel an egg, when you peel a banana, when you peel anything, it has to be for miyad usage. That means if you're peeling an egg for the egg salad before Shabbos morning, the Sunday Friday night, or what, many hours before the meal, that's issa gomel.
Shh, there's a
Rebbe
here if you want to take you.
Okay, Rabbi Shai. Baita, Rabbi Shai. Again, Friday. To take off a peel is only mutter if it's done miyad.
Watermelon will be mutter.
But there has to be for miyad usage. If it's not for miyad usage, it's going to be awesome. Now, is there a type of skin that every single person in the world eats?
Human skin.
Apple. Chicken skin.
Grapes. My kids always tell me to peel it.
Grapes.
What else?
Peach.
Who?
Peaches.
Peach.
peach.
Okay, extra peaches, yeah.
Cherries,
very good.
I know.
Human skin. Kumquat.
Who? No, kumquat, they take it off, no? I don't. Kumquat's a little orange thing, no?
No, it's a peel.
Shut up! That the entire world eats and nobody removes it, you know what it is? It's not even called the skin. It's called part of the fruit. Therefore, since it's Rishon, I'm going to say a massive puller now.
What did you say?
Use
a peeler.
What did you say? You want to peel it.
What?
Unbelievable color. Why? Because, are you going to take an apple that's peeled already and keep on peeling, shavings of apple? Why?
Because everyone eats apples. Everybody wants to eat apples.
Right! That's why it's okay. Leave an apple out. I'm going on skins that everybody eats. They have a peeled apple. You go bite, you know what I mean? Shavings of apple. How about an apple, Rabbi Yisai? How about an apple? The Igle Tal, biggest, longest to say, but there is an Uchos Shabbos that everybody learns, is the Igle Tal. The Igle Tal says that the Maisa, you have an apple. Rabbi Yisai, this question, we're going to test all cherries. We're going to have a list of cherries, tomatoes, apples, tomorrow, and see what all of everyone says, what the person can say. Everyone's going to remember this. 200 shekel, Rabbi Yisai! 200 shekel! I often hear Bob complaining about the money situation. He won't be 200 shekel, and
fish.
In a Hanabi, the chicken is always said, Mother to remove the skin of the chicken, right? Why?
Herring, you like to take off?
Herring?
Yes.
Skin?
Skin.
Yeah. Nothing's the skin of herring.
But you know the body? It's like black.
Yeah, do you believe that?
Yeah.
What?
No, that's true.
People should eat it. If you've got a video of a plug, it's in the shear, people eat it, you know that this is a shadow bell, and therefore you have to be back with this. Can't take it on my lens, for me, yes. And you can't get to it any other way. Okay, wait a second. Next. So again,
what do you say with the Igle Tal?
The Igle Tal asked a question about an apple. Is the skin of the apple considered like the apple itself? Do we say that the skin of an apple is considered like the skin of a grape or a cherry? Or do we say no? That the skin of an apple is like the skin of an orange?
People
that come to Mr. Reich and says, a lot of people peel it. So if a lot of people peel it, you can't tell me that the skin of the apple is like the apple. Devils of the boys came as well.
That was America.
Amazing. So devils of the boys came. So I passed them with Moshe Feinish in your body side. The healing of Moshe. And as I passed the mission of Brewer, the Rock of the Mesa. That an apple skin is not considered like the apple itself, because a lot of people do not like it on the apple, and therefore they like to peel it. Therefore, Rabbi Yisai, an apple is considered separate to the skin. It must not be peeled, right? And that's some of the suda with a knife, not with a peeler. Okay. So, passing the mice and Rabbi Yisai. Oh, but Rabbi Yisai, when it comes to eggs, also a person has to know. Very often people peel eggs. Rabbi Yisai Sternbuch, the one with the big guy that
the Fadats.
He has a tshuva in Shuvas and Ogres, and he says when a person makes egg salad, you know what egg salad is, nobody saying? Egg salad. He said when a person makes egg salad on Shabbos, he could be over 10 Isura Dorais, the son of the son. 10
from
Ogres.
Shalom,
what do you think?
I'll
give it a try.
Quick.
Okay, what's that? Clock. When you have an eggshell, so to remove the eggshell from the egg, this is mutter. Why? The eggs will be in that egg, not the truth. However, it has to be miyad. It's not miyad, out the window. That's why a lot of people mistake. The Rebbe, for example, do it by the table. But the Rebbe, the whole avoider of making the egg salad, they do it by the table. They do it by the dish. It's the whole beginning. We're not getting into the Rebbe's right now. We'll talk about the Rebbe's day. Tuvishvat, big Rebbe's day. Ooh, wow. Tuvishvat, as long as you say this. Tuvishvat is next Thursday, I think. Not this, I think next. Right? I think next Thursday.
No.
We got it.
Not a good idea.
I messed up, Rabbi. What's going to be? What's going to be over there?
It's his fault that you messed up.
No, that's not clear.
Yeah, you got the street jack.
You're going to get online.
Maybe it's all right there.
Next stop, he does it again. Come on, there's enough.
What's going on here? Hello?
You don't need that to wipe themselves.
What are we going
to
say?
Just burn it. Like
it. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say Vaita. However, when you're peeling an onion, and this is very Shiach, that the peel of the onion, all that's come off, goes back on. Are you allowed to now remove that piece?
It's back on.
Yeah, you know, you're bringing it on the side there, it gets from the peel. Are you allowed to remove that piece, yes or no? Hello?
Nothing.
What?
Oh, the peel onion got stuck back on.
I'm peeling an egg over here. I put it down, a piece of shell gets back onto the egg. Mutter, what was the question on the desk? That's soulless. That's not a peel anymore. The why that we gave him an egg was wild was because he had something in the house. I can't get to it otherwise. But I know you've got a problem. I can't get to it. Why? It's a little piece of hot egg shell. That's not Yev Shemini Nacha.
But if you have an egg, then you can't take
it. So we're saying get rid of it.
You take an egg and you wash it. To make sure
washing! That's tomorrow's sugar. Tomorrow's sugar, I'm going to say is, are you allowed to wash an apple on Shabbos?
Yeah.
I have to wash the egg.
What is it?
It might have peel left on, so you have to wash it to make sure all the peel
is Oh, we'll get to it. That is the most sugar, but that enters the sugar again? Of washing? That's tomorrow, China.
But
Bisai, are you allowed to peel a peanut? Are you allowed to open a peanut to get the peanuts out?
Yes.
You know the peanuts I'm talking about? Yeah. It has like two inside it and you crack it open.
Yeah.
Monkey nuts.
There you go. But Bisai, if you do this in Bnei Brak, they will kill you.
It's robust,
We are going to do it.
Who?
The stem on an apple. Okay, get to it. Everything in its time. Well, I'm not going to get to that. Either tomorrow or the next shift. But by the how about a peanut? And Shemit HaLevi wants to tie this in Issam and Atayra. Came up every single Poisek I know is
Shemit. If it's a normal
eating. He tied this. You know what the Issam is? Not by the Dosh. Dosh. Dosh was something that's done in the field. It's called threshing, right? That's how they used to do it in the field. As a threshing, is he tying this? That the derech is that they sell peanuts that are not that are in without the shell. Mm-hmm. Therefore, when you're buying it with the shell on, you're doing something that's not done in the field. Now, every person I know is chodok on this, and they hold there's no such thing. It's 100% mutter la locha lemaisa. This is how we paskin. It's 100% mutter to open up a peanut on Shabbos. Just remember, if you go to Bnei Brak for Shabbos, there's a mokim that a person should be machmir after they'll stone you over there. Depending on the state. Now, Rabbi, we said to do a peeling for miyad is mutter, no miyad asa. Rabbi, I hope the following shy, this is very again. Somebody wants to eat garinim. Now, everybody knows garinim are infested with bugs, and you're at least right. But let's say I want to check each one. And let's say I want to check each thing. Am I allowed to open 5 nuts? Put them on the side, three, four, and then eat them all. What's your ask? Is that miyad or not miyad? I don't have a question to Bishrim Obach. What does Oilem say?
For 1 minute.
What? Peeling! Peeling has to be miyad! It was not miyad, it's not peeled! No, again! But what is that? Peeling anyway!
When you crack that from the gas, you've not got all three, I think.
That's peeling because it's peeling is a special heads up. The checking is part of...
You can only eat the food after you check it. The checking is required. It's part of the preparation.
Right.
So they're pretty crazy.
It's like a big deal.
Oh,
I'm smoking out.
Shut up. I quit 4 years ago.
Oh!
I smell cigarettes now. He comes 2 minutes from the
moment. You're
going to hear that. Come right
to that, the bitch! You know what it could do for you?
Oh, wonderful. We're so excited.
So, my first mission, my boy, Sam. Ailet volume, Ailet him shit. Right, we said every morning, no?
What was that?
I hope so.
Ailet volume, Ailet shit! Well, don't be the way that! People come and say, oh, it's the end of the shoe now. There's no point going to the shit. What are you talking about? Ailet volume, Ailet shit! One line of dialogue! Ah, beautiful, they say. Okay. The Rosh Hashanah, I always have the Rosh Hashanah Shlita. He always said the Rosh Hashanah Kodesh. The Rosh Hashanah says if we knew the value of every single word of Torah, we would go out of our noodle. We'd probably walk around saying, oh, I have Robert, oh my God. But we'd walk in the whole day, every word! Every single word of my dad!
Okay, why the you back to seeds?
Why the water? Central Brazil rolls back to me, that's what we have! Because I only eat five, I only eat one, therefore to prepare five, I need to do one, two, three, four, five. Never considered beer. Muskim? That's his phone, rubber, all behind me. Bugs. Oh, yeah, we'll check them in here.
My mother always checks the lettuce for bugs for Pesach.
Right.
That says mustard because
so, and she does it before we eat it.
That's okay, because my stomach's not mustard with two lettuce. And then we've got one of the lettuce, so then we're over the lettuce.
Okay, what about rolling lettuce? Five more bugs.
Okay, by the time we're going to finish today, tomorrow we're going to do the last of washing fruits.